Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. This is The Lantern, and thank you very much for joining us on this brand new episode of the show. Coming to you not live from the studios of IRIB English Radio. As human beings, or as creatures who a great aspect of their existence is material and pertains to a world that can only be perceived through the physical senses, we are very much obsessed with our appearance. Let's listen to a short story. And I love the story, especially because it involves puppies. But let's listen to it, and maybe we'll get a better idea of what we're trying to discuss here. And we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friend, salam. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Today we have a new story. Let's see what's our story for today. Puppies for sale. A sign above a shop read, "Puppies for sale." Signs like these have a way of grabbing the attention of the children. A small boy, upon seeing the sign, entered into the shop asking, "How much are you selling the puppies for?" The store owner said, "Anywhere from $30 to $50. The little boy removed all the money he had from his pocket. "See, I have $2.37, he said. "Can I please look at them?" The shop owner smiled and whistled. From the kennel, 5 cute puppies ran out. One puppy was lagging considerably behind. Pointing at the dog, the little boy asked, "What is wrong with that one?" The shopkeeper explained, "The hip socket of the puppy is missing. At least, that is what the veterinarian said. It will never walk properly again." The little boy cheered with excitement. "That is the puppy that I want to buy." "You don't have to buy that dog. You can have it for free." The little boy was upset. He looked up at the shop owner and said, "I don't want you to give him to me. That dog is of equal worth as the rest of the dogs. I'll give you $2.37 now and 50 cents a month until I have him fully paid for." The shopkeeper replied, "Are you sure you want this dog? It is never going to walk, run, or play with you." The little boy lifted one side of his pants up, exposing his crippled legs supported on a big metal brace. He looked up at the shop owner and softly replied, "Well, I don't run so well myself, and the little puppy will need someone who understands. There is no greater disability in society than the inability to see a person as more." There was an interesting quote by Robert M. Hensel, and that is a good ending for today's episode. I invite you to listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, from IRIB English Radio.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
All right, so maybe this was a too philosophical of a spin on or an interpretation of a very lighthearted, simple, Hallmark chicken soup for the soul sort of story. But it's good to have an analytic, critical view of everything that comes our way, because it helps us find deeper meaning to every situation. Isn't there a hadith that I have never seen anything except that I have seen God before it, after it, and within it? Or when Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked, how do you worship a God that you can't even see? He said, what are you talking about? I see God everywhere, in everything, in everyone. Are we not all Khalifatullah? Or even if we're not talking about human beings, is everything not a reflection, a manifestation of Allah's power, of Allah's grace, of Allah's mercy, of Allah's creativity? And I feel, I personally found that once I, or during the scarce moments where I had a sprint of spirituality and was able to view the world like that, my surroundings, the world, the universe, people, things became so much more significant. And life became so much more meaningful and wholesome and abundant and rich, rather than just viewing things as objects and things and beings. Once I was able to view a flower or a plant or an insect as something that, well, I can't say that Allah spent time on it because He's not bound to time or space, but imagine if He were, like figuratively speaking, something that God spent time on creating. He spent His will on creating, rather. Then you'll find that everything is so significant. Every bug, every insect, every animal, every tree, every flower, every person. And once that happens, you will no longer give yourself the right to mistreat or even neglect something, let alone oppress it, because you feel, well, God created me and God created it. What makes me think I'm better? Now, I don't want to blur the lines and drift toward the trending mentality, ideology that's been happening the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years. I think especially vegans. There's nothing wrong with being a vegan, really. If it's your life choice, it's your life choice. I'm not here to judge or lecture or advise anyone. But the thought that, oh, but what made your life more precious than that lamb's or that goat or that cow or that pig or that whatever? Well, there are a lot of things that made my life more valuable than that of an animal. But that doesn't give me the right. But because I'm a valuable creature, and because I was created in Allah's image, and because He blew a part of His own soul, His essence into me, and I possess such a high degree of intelligence and spiritual potential, because there's no limit to my growth, that I cannot allow myself to oppress other creatures because they're not me, or belittle them because they are different. And that definitely applies to other races, other cultures, other skin colors, other tongues, or even people of my own race, but with disabilities. You never know how much of God resides in them. You honestly never do. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.